जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती को स्वयं महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय ग्रंथ राशि भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 3 चैप्टर 15 एंटाइटल्ड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड Text number 20. Yat sankulam haripadan timatra drushtaye. Vaidurya marakata hema mayair vimanai. येषां बृहत् कटितटाः स्मितशोभिमुख्यः कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरस्मयाद्यैः यत्संकुलं हरिपदानतिमात्रदृष्टैः वैदुर्यमारकत हेम मयीर्विमानैः येषां बृहत् कटितटाः स्मितशोभिमुख्यः कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरत्स्मयाद्यैः यत्संकुलं हरिपदानतिमात्रदृष्टये वैदुर्यमारकत हेम मयैर्विमानैः येषां बृहत् कटितटाः स्मितशोभिमुख्यः कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरत्स्मयाद्यैः बृहत्कटितटा स्मितशोभिमुख्य कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरत्स्मयाद यत्संकुलं हरिपदानतिमात्रदृष्टये वैदुर्यमारकतहेममयैर्विमाने येषां बृहत्कटितटाः स्मितशोभिमुख्यः कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरत्स्मयाद यत्संकुलं हरिपदानतिमात्रदृष्टे येषां बृहत्कटितटाः स्मितशोभिमुख्यः कृष्णात्मनां नरज आदधुरत्स्मयाद माताजी आदधुरत्स्मयाद यत्संकुलं हरिपदान्नतिमात्रदृष्टये वैदुर्यमारकतहेममयैर्विमाने That Vaikuntha abode, Sankulam, is pervaded. Haripada, at the two lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anati, by obeisances, Matra, simply, drishtaihi are obtained. Vaidurya lapis lazuli. Markata emeralds. Hema gold. Mayaihi made of. Vimanaihi with airplanes. Yesham of those passengers. Brihad large. Katitataha hips. Smita smiling. Shobhi beautiful. Mukhyaha faces. Krishna in Krishna. Atmanam whose minds are absorbed. Na not. Rajaha sex desire. Adadhu stimulate. Utsmaya adaihi by intimate friendly dealings, laughing and joking. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli, emerald and gold. Although crowded by their consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated to passion by their mirth and beautiful charms. Purport: in the material world, opulences are achieved by materialistic persons by dint of their labor. One cannot enjoy material prosperity unless he works very hard to achieve it. But the devotees of the Lord are residents of Vaikuntha, have the opportunity to enjoy a transcendental situation of jewels and emeralds. Ornaments made of gold bedecked with jewels are achieved not by working hard, but by the benediction of the Lord. In other words, devotees in the Vaikuntha world, or even in this material world, cannot be poverty-stricken, as is sometimes supposed. They have ample opulences for enjoyment, but they need not labor to achieve them. It is also stated that in the Vaikuntha world, the consorts of the residents are many, many times more beautiful than we can find in this material world, even in the higher planets. It is specifically mentioned here that a woman's large hips are very attractive and they stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have large hips and beautiful faces and are decorated with ornaments of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies of the women cannot attract them. In other words, there is enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship. The residents of Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure, so there is no need of sex pleasure. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatha Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakangitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I bow down to all the assembled devotees, especially our leaders, Savas Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, Prabhupada disciples, Bhrugupati Prabhu, all the Matajis, all the devotees. Today and last a few days we have been reading about the description of the Vaikuntha planets. What is happening in the Vaikuntha world? Sometimes we feel that devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are always poverty stricken. They live very sometimes poor life, or they are like Babaji's, you know, they are like very simple. And once they leave this world, they must go and live the same kind of life. Or what happens in Vaikuntha, especially to the devotees who have been austere all their lives. And this is misconception which is clarified by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not poverty stricken. Because Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He is Lakshmipati, He is the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. He is the most wealthiest person you can find. And how can His children, especially the devotees who have taken complete shelter, how can they be living poor life? How can they be poverty stricken? So Srila Prabhupada mentions that just like, you know, if the child is small, the father would not just give him $100 bill. Why? Because the father is having a doubt how he will utilize it. You know, like if you have a little child, you won't trust the child with $100 bill because we don't know how, what he will do, or how would he come back home. He may eat a lot of candies or may go do some crazy things. So that's why sometimes the Supreme Lord keeps all the fruits of the devotional actions of His devotees. So that's one of the reasons. Sometimes Krishna prefers devotees to learn the lesson of the material world, so He may take away the opulences of the devotee. But when the devotee becomes well matured, when the devotee becomes completely advanced enough to understand the opulences, then Krishna may even shower a lot of opulences to His devotees. Especially in today's verse, we are seeing that the residents of Vaikuntha planets, they have airplanes. They are traveling in the airplanes. They are bedecked with emeralds, lapis lazuli. These are like the blue color crystals. They're very extremely beautiful. Very hard to even find the original ones. You can find the fake ones. But these are really, really the most opulent things. Priceless even to find in this world. So Prabhupada mentions how the residents of Vaikuntha planets, they are enjoying and they're full of opulence. And not only that, they have so many consorts who are so beautiful, extremely beautiful. In one of these verses, we also hear that these consorts, they are almost as beautiful as the Goddess of Fortune. So, you can see how everyone is so happy in the Vaikuntha planets. But in their airplanes, they are not switching on the TV, or they don't want to just read newspaper or just enjoy with the concert. They're completely satisfied and they're completely engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. They're constantly singing the glories of the Lord. And in that happiness, they are not even aware of the so-called opulence they're surrounded with, or the beauty of their wives. The wife is so beautiful, but the husband is getting so much of happiness from within. That's why the word is used, Krishnatman. Their Krishnatman, the soul has been Krishnaized. They're completely Krishna conscious. And for them, any pleasure below that is completely, you know, to be ignored. They don't want to even think about it. In the material world,
we see exactly perverted reflection of that. The husband and wife, they're always thinking different ways of enjoying. Either each other or enjoying together different places, go out somewhere, try to, you know, rob the material pleasure from here or there. But ultimately they become very unsatisfied. One time one wife came and asked the husband that, "I'm seeing that you have been going through the marriage certificate for such a long time. You read it like 20 times already. What are you doing?" So the husband said that, "I'm just looking, where is the expiration date? All the certificates have the date, I'm not finding it." So in the material world, this is kind of the problem, that because the husband and wife, they're only trying to find ways of enjoying each other, but those attempts are constantly being shot down by the material energy, by prakshepatmika shakti. They're constantly being, somehow or other, the happiness is not there. So they're constantly being frustrated. On the other hand, in the Vaikuntha world, they're completely happy even after being surrounded by such opulences and beautiful wife. One time the husband asked the wife, "What do you like the most in me? Do you like my face the most? Do you like my style the most? Or do you like my intelligence the most? Or do you like my muscular body?" So the wife thought and she said, "Actually, I love your sense of humor the most." It's all joke. Whatever the four options you gave, such a nice joke you are doing. So all the material world is designed in such a way that so-called opulence, so-called intelligence, so-called material bodies, they're like joke as compared to the real enjoyment. Because the real happiness or the real sense objects are in the spiritual world. What we see here in the material world is just a perverted reflection. It's just a replica. If somebody shows you a picture of the mango and says that how beautiful it is, right? Your eyes will say, "Oh, it's extremely beautiful." If someone creates a mango, actually we were at a devotee's house a few days back and they had such nice fruits on the table. And we were the guest and he was our friend, so I just grabbed one apple and I was about to bite it and he shouted, no, "That's not real one." So I was about to bite a plastic one, but it looked so beautiful. It looked really so attractive. But I was about to eat it and I imagine if I would have eaten or tried to eat, then it would have been such a nasty experience. Why? Because it's not real. But we are all trying to eat the fake fruits in the material world, the fake material enjoyment, which is just a replica. Just like the women in this world, they are the replicas of the real beautiful woman in the spiritual world. Similarly, men in this world are just the reflection, perverted reflection of the handsome, beautiful men in the spiritual world. And similarly, we see everything that we see in the material world is just a perverted reflection. And when we are engaged, in only enjoying the material world, then we are constantly frustrated because the rasa is perverted. Like the material pleasure and the spiritual pleasure, there's such a huge, vast difference. The material pleasure is very short-lived. The spiritual pleasure is eternal. It has no break. It's a constant rasa. The material world, the pleasure and pain are born at the same time. That means the moment you buy an expensive car, the moment you get into any kind of plan of happiness, the distress or anxiety is already born. That's why Prabodhananda Saraswati says that material happiness is like a pregnant woman. A pregnant lady is walking by And you say, Hare Krishna Mataji, would you like to come in the house? And she's like, she's coming inside the house. You cannot tell her that, can you leave the baby out? I just want you inside my house, but can you leave the baby out? But it's not possible because the baby is already in the womb. So the material pleasure is like a pregnant lady. That means you cannot just bring the pregnant lady inside. The baby is all automatically going to come inside. Similarly, the material pleasure, when it enters our life, the pain or the anxiety has already entered. It's just invisible at the moment. Just like somebody buys a fancy car, you're already buying so much of stress of paying it off. Someone gets into a relationship or into marriage, they're already buying so much of anxiety for the lifetime. So many things are automatically born at the time. And that's why we must understand the rasa is extremely different. Also, the material pleasure is just in the mind. For example, there was a birthday party going on. And in the birthday party, there was nice cake, there were so many samosas, kachoris, and so many nice eatables, gulab jamuns, rasgulla, and rasamalai, all types of sweets, and all very nicely decorated. And the boys were having the party, so many friends had come, but the birthday boy received a phone call, and he got the news from his professor that you have failed in the exam. So immediately, everything became blue. The cake didn't feel like the cake. The samosas started to feel like scorching thorns. Like, there is no mentality to eat. All his friends, he started looking at them as enemies. Because of you rascals, I failed. Now, I am going to stay in the class and you are going to be my seniors. I mean, get out of my house. Because of you, I failed. So how everything changed? If we see just practically, everything is there. All the sense objects are there. The cake is still the same. All the samosas, all the nice eatables, everything is there. But what is not there is the mind. The mind has lost the desire to enjoy. So ultimately, it is said, Chitte prasanne bhuvanam prasannam, chitte vishanne bhuvanam vishannam. Ato vilasho yadite sukhe syat, chitta prasadat prathamam yatasva. It's beautiful, Subhashit. It says that ultimately the mind is what decides what is happiness and what is distress. So if somehow you keep your mind engaged in devotional service, then everything will appear happy. If your mind is happy, the whole world appears to be a happy place. And if chitte vishanne bhuvanam vishannam, if the mind is distressed, if the mind is, you know, the mood is off, then whatever you do, it's not going to lighten up. The whole world will feel like a miserable place. So that's why it says that if we engage in devotional service, then we have to engage our mind. Especially in the verse, the main focus Srila Prabhupada is putting at that all the residents of Vaikuntha planets are completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And they do not even have the thoughts of enjoying with each other or enjoying so-called the opulences of the world. Just like we see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was from the multi-trillionaire family. He was an extremely rich family. His was the only heir. You know, his father and uncle, they were multi-trillionaires. Govardhan Mujumdar and Hiranya Mujumdar, they were extremely wealthy. At the same time, they were Vaishnavas. And Raghunath Das was even married. And it is described that his wife was like, she was so beautiful, almost like a goddess of fortune. She was so beautiful. He had everything. But his heart was stolen by Krishna. When he met Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he just wanted to join him somehow or other. So he tried so many times to run away, but he was caught and brought back home. But one day he understood that Nityanand Prabhu is coming to Panihati with all his thousands of associates. So he wanted to go and meet Nityanand Prabhu first. And when he went, he met Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu was so happy to see Raghunath Das. But he called him thief. He said, bring that boy who is in the corner. And then they brought him because he said he's a thief. So they brought him like, you know, hey thief, come. And then Nityanand Prabhu announced to all the devotees there that he is a thief. Because if someone tries to get your property without your permission, then he is called thief. But and Raghunath is trying to achieve Lord Gauranga without taking my permission. So he is a thief. But then everybody was shocked. But then Nityanand Prabhu was so happy with Raghunath Das that this was his introduction. You know, sometimes we have guest speakers, and Sahas Prabhu, he gives a little introduction. He is so and so, he has done so much service, he is educated from this university. Such a nice introduction. This was the introduction given by Nityanand Prabhu to all his associates of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was saying, this is the introduction of this soul. Krishna Pad Padma Gandha Jai Jana Paye Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Tarnahi Bhaye. He says that this Raghunath has the opulence of the planet of Brahma. He has so much of wealth. He has such a beautiful wife. And he has everything, but he has no desire to enjoy. He has lost the desire to enjoy. Why? Because he has taken the fragrance of the lotus feet of Krishna. Somehow he has achieved the fragrance of that lotus, Krishna's lotus feet. And since then he has no desire to enjoy. And that's why we find that in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that he also mentions that, my dear friends, if you have desire to enjoy in the material world, if you want to enjoy the company of your friends, or you want to be happy in the so-called society you live in, you want to enjoy love affairs, I have one request for you. Do not go to Vrindavan. Okay, if you go to Vrindavan, definitely don't go to Keshi Ghat. Why? Because there is Tribhanga, Lalita, Shyamasundar, Krishna. Once you see him, he will steal your heart. And once your heart is stolen, you won't have any desire to go back home. I'm just telling all this as a well-wisher because I care for you. So if you have any material desires, do not go to Vrindavan.
Govindakhyam haritanumitaha keshitirthopakanthe ma prekshasthava yadi sakhe bandhu sange stirangaha.
He mentions, don't go to Vrindavan, definitely. Don't even say the name Krishna. Because once you hear, then all your material desires, all your material anxieties will be absorbed. Why? Because he is playing the flute. And that flute has a magical sound. It goes, the nectar from Krishna's heart, the love from Krishna's heart, he puts it in the flute through its holes. And then it spreads in the atmosphere. And once that sound will go through your ears inside, then your heart will be completely taken over by Krishna. Even Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he mentions the same. Bandhu sange jadi tav ranga parihas. He also mentions that if you have any desires, please don't go to Mathuraya Keshi Tirtha Ghatera Sakash. Govinda Vigraha Dhari तथाय आचन हरि नयनेव किम दृष्टि मुखे मंदहास किवा त्रिभंग थाम वर्ण समुज्वल श्याम नव कैशल्य शोभ श्री अंगे प्रकाश. He says, there Shri Hari has taken the form of Govinda, who gives pleasure to all, whose crooked glance is quite captivating, whose mouth is gently smiling, who is standing in his Tribhanga pose, whose complexion is a very effulgent sham color, and whose limbs are attractive like tender new leaves. Adhare vamshiti tar anarther muladhar shikhi chuda keo bhai koro na vishwas se murti nayane here keha nahi ghare fire samsari grihir jego hoya sarvanas. So he says, the sound of his vamshi enthroned upon his lips is the root cause of madness. Brother, have no faith in that person who wears a crest of peacock feathers. If you see that form, you will not be able to return home again. Your family life will be destroyed. This is my great fear. There will be great danger if you go there. If you want to enjoy family life, don't go to Mathura near Keshighat. Here we see, like, sometimes somebody is coming to LA from outside. We tell them, okay, when you're coming, don't go to stranger taxi drivers. Book a proper cab. You know, in the night, don't go to downtown area. There are so many thieves. So like that, he's giving a warning. And he's telling that if you go to Vrindavan, if you go to Krishna, he will fill your heart with spiritual happiness, which is million times much more higher than the material happiness. So you won't feel any attraction for any material happiness whatsoever. So just like somebody is coming to America, what is your advice to them? If you are coming to America to earn dollars or to just, you know, eat, sleep, be merry, or enjoy with opposite sex, we have one request for you. If you come to LA in Los Angeles, don't go to Watsika Avenue. And if you come to Watsika Avenue, definitely don't enter Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Mandir. Because if you enter inside, all your so-called plans of material enjoyment, you know, all your American dreams, all the castles in your mind that you're building, they will be destroyed just by seeing the beautiful form of Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. It's actually a blessing. You know, instead of giving it straight, it's given in a sarcastic fashion. And that's why we see in the Vaikuntha planets, all the devotees, even though they have so much of opulence, their hearts are stolen by Krishna. Their hearts are filled with Krishna Prem. Their hearts are completely tasting the superior spiritual happiness. And that's why they have no desire, actually not a single thought of enjoying so-called material happiness with anything or with anyone. So that's the basic idea. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions? Okay, well, Mataji has one question also.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu, for a really nice class. It was Prabhupada was saying in the purport that you cannot only by very hard work can you achieve wealth in the material world, but we know from when we read also, it says so many times that even if one strives for things, they only come if they're destined. Can you elucidate on that, please?
Okay, Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the material world, to achieve happiness, one has to work hard. And that's what we see. People are working so hard, and with, you know, lifelong hard work, they're able to just buy a house, or sometimes they build a little, you know, small house, and they feel, I am the king of this house, you know. But ultimately, it all goes in vain at the time of death. So even in the material world, to gain something, you have to put in the efforts. No pain, no gain. That's the formula in the material world. You have to work very, very hard. But that hard work is called labor by Prahlad Maharaj. Tat prayaso na kartavyo yada yurvyaya param na tatha vindate kshemam mukundam charanambujam. He says that do not waste your time in so-called hard work to satisfy so-called master, because ultimately it's hard labor. One day it's just going to be stolen away. Rather, if we put our time and energy in the service of the Supreme Lord, He is Mukunda. He is very eager to give you liberation. Mukunda Charanambujam. Then you will attain the ultimate spiritual happiness. And Krishna is that kind of master who remembers even tiny small service done to him. The devotee sometimes forgets, but Krishna remembers what he has done for me. And Krishna takes charge of such a devotee. In this material world, people spend decades, you know, serving one company. I remember one incident when I was working in India. One person got a pink letter, actually pink letter, and he was happy that finally after my 25 years of service, my company recognizes my efforts. They are giving me a nice pink letter, looks like some love letter. Finally, they are in love with me. After 25 years, he opens it and it says that, thank you for your service, but your services are no longer required. It basically meant we found a better person, younger, more intelligent, maybe cheaper, cheap labor. So you're not needed anymore. Because in 25 years, you're occupying such a high post, but we don't need your, you know, your work can be done by a new freshman who is, you know, doing the same work for such a less price. So in the material world, you can be kicked out anytime. This is the actual rasa of the material world. And just like in COVID, so many maid servants in India, they lost their job because nobody wanted anybody from outside come inside their home. They didn't want any maid to come inside. And it was such a pathetic situation because they live hand to mouth. And they have served their respective houses for years. And now at the time of difficulty, they are told that, you know, you are no longer required because of COVID. So even if the master is nice, the material world is not nice. We have to understand. Even if the master is nice, the material world is such a ghastly place. Some arrangement will be done and you will be put into misery somehow. Even if you have such a nice master. Just like in COVID times, our maid, my mother told her that, oh, you know, this is COVID time, so you cannot work here. And she was so depressed. And my mother told that, yeah, what can we do? Because it's COVID, you know, we don't want any touch or anybody coming inside from outside. It's lockdown time. And then I called my brother and we discussed a little bit. And we actually found that her entire monthly salary was just $40 in American. $40. And she would give her services for entire month. And we thought, why can't we just pay her? Even if she is not allowed inside, we can just pay her, you know, to just run her house. So we have to understand the material world is very ghastly place. Somehow the arrangement will come upon us that we will be, you know, forced to suffer. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions in that fashion. On the other hand, Krishna will always take charge of his devotees. And there are millions of stories. Entire Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the pastimes where Krishna takes charge of his devotees, no matter what. Raghupati Prabhu.
In the Vaikuntha planets, predominating deity is Narayan, and the devotees there are worshipping Narayan. Are they worshipping Narayan with the understanding that, yeah, Narayan and Krishna, they're the same? Or are they worshipping Narayan not knowing anything about Krishna? Or are they worshipping Narayan knowing about Krishna, but they just like Narayan? What's the psychology? What's going on there?
In Vaikuntha planets, there is the concept of Ishtadev, Ishtamurti. So each planet in Vaikuntha have one Ishtadev, that predominating deity for that Vaikuntha planet. And he is the supreme. There is no higher understanding than that particular person of Vaikuntha planets. And that's why we see that many a times when there is going to be a time that Krishna is descending in the material world, Krishna brings his associates from different parts. And many a times the Vaikuntha Murtis, the residents of Vaikuntha, are also called in the material world. And then they see that our Lord, who is Narayan, they had the only conception of awe and reverence and Narayan understanding, serving him in awe and reverence, in Chantaras, Dasyaras. But when they come to the earth, they are seeing different personality, you know, as Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. So they can enjoy friendship. They can enjoy different higher rasas. So when they want to go back, they don't necessarily go back to their particular Vaikuntha planet. They go to higher planet, higher understanding. So that's how, if there is a resident of Vaikuntha planet who originally belongs to higher rasa, then that's how he comes down. Just like Jai Vijay came down, and they enjoyed with the Supreme Lord, and then while going back, they go back to Krishna Loka to enjoy higher rasa. But the normal understanding is, on the planet of Narsimhadev, Lord Narsimhadev is the whole and soul. That he is the Ishtadev, and all the devotees of that planet, they know no one else but Narsimhadev as the Supreme Lord.
Hari Bol Prabhu. So in the Vaikuntha planets, all the inhabitants, they have the same form of Lord Narayan, right? Like four arms. So according to the description that you just read, do the ladies, or the soul, like the female forms in the spiritual, in the Vaikuntha planets, they also have four arms?
I think it's two hands, right? Correct me. I think female forms are two-handed. That's what I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so the females in Vaikuntha planet have two arms. Okay.
But yeah, maybe we should check it out. Four?
Every time Gopa Kumara would see someone coming, he said, "Oh, my dear Lord," and he paid obeisances. And they would say, No, we're not. We're just
servants.
Of
the Lord.
So they do have. Okay. I don't know, maybe it's too late now. You were talking about sex life, you know, the verse that actually. It does not happen there as in the material world. At the same time, we have the Janma Diyashya Yatambaya. Everything that we do here, we don't make it up. It's like we don't invent it. We do because it comes from there, right?
Yeah.
So it appears like, well, yeah, you might say it's super transcendental. I cannot understand it, but how is it that we're doing it here? Who told us to do it?
The conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna is considered the most pure and the topmost. when the same activities between Radha and Krishna, they are tinged with Vishuddha Sattva, they become the activities between Lakshmi and Narayan. And when the same actions are tinged with material modes, then that perverted reflection is the relationship between Lord Shiva and Parvati. And then when even those pure actions, the pure relationship, association of husband and wife gets further perverted, then it becomes the actions of the materialistic people of the world. So there is a lot of transition from the most spiritual activities. But like you said, everything comes from Krishna. The tendency to enjoy with the counterpart, the opposite sex, it ultimately comes from Krishna only. Because Krishna has the desire to enjoy with the gopis, but that enjoyment is on the topmost supreme platform where there is no tinge of lust. So his happiness is very pure form of teasing each other or flirting or holding each other's hands or, you know, like very innocent and pure association between the boy and the girl. So the same actions are perverted in the material world. So the attraction we have for the opposite sex is perversion. So because now the lust, now the material mode of passion is mixed with that, so that mixture becomes very ghastly. Just like the sweet rice, the pure sweet rice is so nice to drink, it's pure. If someone adds sand in the sweet rice, and you are eating the sweet rice with the sand, so you are tasting the sweet rice, and then also your teeth are hurting because of the sand. So the material rasa is contaminated by the modes of passion and ignorance.
So that will be applicable the same as when Krishna was with the 16,108.
No, but those Dwarka are completely same. Pure. No, the yeah. Same. Like the actions between Radha and Krishna are the topmost and the purest. Then slowly the perversion.
Kaviraj Goswami mentions this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when he's describing how the gopis prepare themselves for meeting with Krishna. And so he mentions that although it looks like they're putting on makeup and trying to look beautiful, just like a woman of the material world would do it in order to attract a mate, they're only doing it to give pleasure to Krishna. Mm. So in the material world, when someone makes themselves beautiful, it's not for the other person. It's for them to feel a sense of gratification and a sense of shelter. But in the spiritual world, anything that's being done is simply to give pleasure to Krishna, to facilitate rasa.
Atmendriya sukha hetu kame ratatparya Krishna sukha tatparya gopi bhava varya. That's the verse. It says that the mood of gopis is only they want to give pleasure to Krishna. And for giving pleasure to Krishna, they're ready to do anything. They're ready to wear lipstick. If Krishna likes it like this, we will put it like this. And that's the mood of gopis and all the great devotees. Even Hanuman, the very nice story. One time Hanuman was walking in Ayodhya and he saw Mother Sita was putting sindoor, you know, at the parting of her hair. And he asked, "Oh mother, what are you doing? You're putting all this red powder on your head. What is this for?" Then she says, "It's just to give pleasure to my husband Rama." And then he says, "Oh, Lord Ramachandra will be happy if you put it here." Then he thinks, what I can do? He takes a lot of kumkum powder and he puts it all over his body. Then everybody is seeing he is red, like a red sun walking. And everybody is laughing at him like, look at him, this Hanuman is so dumb. What are you doing? Why are you all covered in red kumkum? And then Ramachandra asks him, what are you doing, Hanuman? Why are you dressed like this? Like, what is this? Then he says, oh, because mother said that putting this will make you happy. But I thought, if I put it all over my body, how much happiness I can bring it to you? I don't care about who laughs at me, who ridicules me. I just want to see you happy. So this is the mood of the devotees. Ultimately, they want to please Krishna. in whatever way possible. Yes, bro.
So the Maha Mantra seems to be the best way to train the mind not to focus on the sense pleasures. Is there any other ways or practices that I could do to start enforcing and concreting that?
One process you're already doing is by listening to descriptions of the spiritual world, hearing Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, Shravanam you are already doing. So there are 9 such processes. So you can go through that. You listen about Krishna, then you speak about Krishna, you inquire about Krishna, then you remember Krishna whenever you have time, you remember upon his different pastimes. And like that. You come to the temple, that is also that you are taking the step. And you're taking darshan of the deities. And the most important is to always be associated with like-minded devotees. That's the most important. If you have the company of nice devotees, then you are completely well protected. That's the most important of all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantraj Bhagavatam ki jai. Rupa Goswami has these words.